We're live on Radio Row on a Football Friday. Mike Meltzer, Seth Payne, and Paul Gallant. Joining us now, sitting down with us in the Twin Peaks hot seat, is Darren Revell of the Action Network. Darren, Mike, Seth, and Paul, good morning. How are you?
I like that sponsorship. The Twin Peaks hot seat.
That's
Twin Peaks hot seat, yes. Yes, it's a good one.
That's a whole double entendre factory there with Twin Peaks.
I'm the only guest who ever says, that's a great sponsorship. That's awesome.
That's true. That's
brand
what you're doing.
That's what
I do.
You are analyzing.
I appreciate
this.
Good sponsorship.
For people that don't know Darren Revell, he made a name. He basically created a job in media that had never existed before, which was like sports media business,
yes,
expert that tweets out all kinds of various business aspects of the game.
It's easy to be an expert when you create it. So,
I want to start with this. Financially, how much of the missed call in the NFC title game cost the New Orleans Saints?
Well, if you assume maybe they go on to win the Super Bowl, could be $100 million.
Wow, one call. Now, obviously, I know.
And I'll tell you, it actually could be more. And the reason it could be more is because, you know, we all know the situation when Tom Benson died. Gail Benson, his wife, owns the team.
Yep.
The team. It's not like if the team weren't up, they're not up for sale. She said they're not, but they're potentially up for sale for the right number. And that means that your value is for the taking instead of just being like, yeah, you know, we're really not for sale. Like, I think the Saints are for sale for the right number.
Darren, what's sports betting going to look like? Because obviously with the Supreme Court decision last year overturning the act from back in 1992, right now, 5 years down the road, 10 years down the road, what are going to be the main differences for the average sports fan?
It's going to be unavoidable, right? I mean, I think the TV networks are going to look like CNBC. You're gonna have more information. People are gonna be more comfortable with information on the screen. There's gonna be sponsorships by MGM and Caesars and William Hill. Those sponsorships will include information live in play of how people are betting, so you could then be informed about how you should bet. So you're gonna see it on the screen. You're gonna see it with the TV rights. You know, we've said for the past 10 years that, you know, Google and Hulu and Amazon, they've kind of dipped their toe in the water, but they're really going to be involved now. In the next rights fees after 2022, the rights fees will go up mostly because of betting, mostly because Amazon is the best in the world at one click, and that's all you need to know, because if they can get streaming and one click and you watch and you do not, it's not two screens and you can one click your bet, it's over.
Oh, wow. So I'd be able to, I can watch it on Amazon, bet on it on Amazon, and eventually
you will not have to move from the page. It's a one click and that's it.
It's astoundingly easy to blow your entire life savings.
And then once you can bet with Alexa, it's over.
That's a good point. We had a debate about something that Darren Revell, who's sitting down with us, posted.
You had posted 20 pieces of life advice.
40 pieces of advice at 40.
That's right. And some of them were really good. There were a few that I had issues with. The only one that I can remember was that you said always buy a car, never lease it.
I said always lease a car.
Excuse me. I apologize. I'm late night. So always lease a car, never buy.
What about my Nissan Sentra, Darren?
It's
a great car.
Are you above 100,000 miles on it?
We're at 30,000 right now.
Okay, but if you make it that way. Okay, so first of all, this was the one that I got ribbing on. And the reason I did is because it was against one of the ones that I said, if you don't have the money for it, you know, don't buy it, right? Yeah. So then it goes, okay, well, now you're saying, you know, okay, leasing is a mortgage, essentially. So what are you doing? Well, for me, that was just an anomaly. That was something that I've always leased cars just because I can enjoy a car. And I'm not putting down $75,000 for the Benz.
Right.
So it might have not been as financially sound, but it just followed my life and I enjoy it. That being said, I did poll people on Twitter 6 years ago, what car should I outright buy in cash today? And it was I bought a 2012 Hyundai Sonata as my Bristol bang-up car. And I've put over 80,000 miles on it. So I did buy a car.
Okay, so that wasn't, see, that's where, There's extra pressure on you, though, because when you try to just give normal life advice that's not strictly financial, I think people thought, like, well, wait a second. I put 200,000 miles on my car. I can't lease it.
Right. Well, you know, and I think that since I could, there's an argument that I could be the most hated man on Twitter if I say anything. if I say puppies are wonderful.
Right.
Right. I mean, there's probably going to be someone who calls me a nerd or, you know, has some one of those 800 GIFs that they automatically reply to.
For somebody that doesn't spit out vitriol at all, that you might be correct there. Like, the in terms of, like, you are never controversial in terms of anything political, racial, anything like that. You just put facts out there, and a lot of times people get offended at the facts you're putting out there. Sometimes with the timing, perhaps.
Yeah, I mean, a couple years ago, BuzzFeed came to me and said, we're going to write a 5,000-word piece on why people hate you. Yeah. Do you want to participate? And I'm like, yeah, you told me it was 5,000 words. Obviously, I want to participate.
Yeah, got to get something in there.
So I did not really think about it, but, you know, I kind of ruined Santa Claus for people. They're into sports, and Tiger Woods is putting, and he wins the Masters, and, you know, 10 seconds later, I'm the pop-up video guy going, he just won $1.44 million. or if he missed that putt, that was $526,221 lost. So that I had never thought about. Like, I was always like, yeah, the business of sports, like, you know, I'm just going straight and going. And I had never thought about how my facts could offend people.
Yeah.
Do you ever wish that Twitter and some of the mediums that are going to be happening going forward is one where you could deliver it in your own voice? Because when you write something out, I think it does lose a little bit of personality with it. You're sitting with us right now, and you sitting with us right now is so much different than you typing something out on Twitter.
I think everything's different, right? I mean, I think writing an article, being on TV, doing Twitter, doing Instagram, they're all different. And I think if you're going to be good at it, you have to understand that. Like, my Instagram voice is different than my Twitter voice, is different from my writing voice, is different from my TV voice, although I'm still authentically me. So it just is what it is. I've enjoyed Twitter. I think it's, you know, it's been a big part of my brand. Little bit kind of negative about the environment on there. There's a lot of keyboard warriors that certainly don't help Twitter.
Right.
But on Super Bowl Sunday, right now I have 71 tweets planned.
Oh, wow.
So you schedule them out that far in advance?
Well, you've got to do all
They're in drafts, because you have to hit them at the right time. I usually hit them at commercial breaks, although the Super Bowl is the one time you don't hit it at a commercial break. So that is a tremendous complication. So I have 71. I'll probably tweet about 130 times, and I spent 3 hours on one tweet. If you want me to give it up to you now, I will, because there's something to it that you'd still enjoy seeing it.
This is the story about Jared Goff's dad.
You know that? Did you see that?
I did see that, yes.
So Jared Goff's dad is...
So
Jared Goff's dad in 1992 was a backup catcher for the Montreal Expos. And the Expos, since Gary Carter, really had a hard time replacing catchers. I mean, Nelson Santovania wasn't going to do it for them. They started drafting a bunch of catchers, 92, 93, and 94. And in 1995, in the 18th round, they drafted Tom Brady.
Wow.
That Tom Brady.
Nope. Yeah.
So there's a connection between these two guys.
Yeah, I don't know how many 6'5" catchers.
Yeah, that is the weird thing for me to still get past, is that Tom Brady was going to be a catcher.
And the best part of the article, which I found after like an hour and a half search, was it says on the bottom, the last sentence says, one complication, he just signed a scholarship to the University of Michigan.
Oh. He chose wisely, I'd say. We're speaking with Darren Revelle from the Action Network. This is fascinating to me, because at actionnetwork.com/contest, you have your Super Bowl props contest. I'm fascinated.
Free to enter, and $5,000 in prizes.
$5,000 in prizes, free to enter. It's not Amazon where they're trying to one-click you into gambling like Darren's predicting right now. This is the one that I want to ask you specifically about with these bets. The national anthem length. Will the length of the national anthem sung by Gladys Knight be over or under 1 minute and 50 seconds? These ones I'm always confused about, where I feel like there's already an answer out there. Like, she's rehearsed it.
Right.
She knows it. Like,
so I will tell you that the fact that the stadium is closed and not open makes this bet harder. I'm going to talk really in degenerate terms here, okay?
Okay.
So before, you know, when I was at CNBC, I would stand on the stanchion outside the stadium, and you could hear the rehearsals. You could hear the rehearsals of every song. You could hear who, what song was first, which, you know, because I was out, I was standing out there. You could hear the national anthem. Can't hear it now. Now, I was at the rehearsal for Adam Levine yesterday, but I'm not going to compromise my journalistic integrity by telling anyone what the first song is. Although I got I got seven Slack messages from my degenerate employees at the Action Network. But
people
but
need to make money, bro.
There is an answer out there because it has been rehearsed. I do not know what the answer is, but I can tell you that, like, this is like the next degenerate bet after coin toss. If you were betting coin toss, you would bet a rat race. I mean, it's just there's nothing. But I do like how people try to, bettors always are comfortable with convincing themselves there's information out there. So all these people are like, yep, 1991 on YouTube, Gladys Knight singing it at 1:41. I timed it. I'm like, what? What information that happened in 1991 is relevant to 2019? She's now 74.
Yeah.
I mean, she's got to be slow.
Well, particularly, though, because more times than people realize, the national anthem is lip-synced, in which case that would definitely be already predetermined.
And just to remember, just it's from the O to the first Brave.
Oh.
Now, well, the reason I say first Brave, like, what the hell are you talking about? There's only one Brave. No, Christina Aguilera had two. She had two, and she forgot. Christina Aguilera, I thought that was the best bet of that Super Bowl. She forgot a word. She had two Braves. So people were like, whoa, did it end at this first Brave or the second Brave? And the last one was, the over-under was 154. And most had it timed at 153.7.
Oh,
so there was one sports book that had, on either side, awarded the best.
Wow,
look at her.
Anyway, the props are the best. I feel like Super Bowl is not doing well right now in terms of getting some buzz here. As I said this morning, Langston Hughes was trending on Twitter because he would have been 117 years old.
I mean, what? ActionNetwork.com/contest. Darren, one last thing real quick. The sports gambling obviously going state by state. In a more conservative state like we are in Texas, what is that going to look like over the course of the next 5 or 10 years?
It's directly related to tribes. That's really where you're going to have a tough problem.
Interesting.
Texas is not one of the states that are, I'm talking about Arizona, California, Florida, North Carolina, the Cherokees. And the reason for that is because they control gaming. Gaming will be cannibalized by sports gambling if they can't get in the game, and a whole new set of rules will have to be written.
Very interesting. Darren Revelle, thank you very much for
joining
us.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
The ActionNetwork.com/contest for that, or just the Action Network in general. They have an app, and Darren's always really interesting. Also was a theater major in college.
There you go.
He's a better singer than people anticipate. That's not a joke. He actually...
Yeah. Thank you to Darren for sitting with us in the Twin Peaks hot seat. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, and scenic views.